So, Pat.
Yes, sir.
What would have been, would have been last week or so ago? Is it RDO? How do you pronounce it?
I think it is.
Radio?
I don't know. I think it is RDO. RDIO.
Because that we have Spotify over here, which is like a all-you-can-eat music streaming service. Yeah. £10 a month. And you can download stuff to your iPhone. You can download stuff to your computer. No ads. It's all streaming. Practically every piece of music you could ever want.
Further proof that in the American Revolution, we only won the battle. You guys won the war. You get crap like that.
Spotify has apparently signed a deal with a major US label.
I believe it when I see it.
So, I mean, they're apparently going to try... Well, they're going to try and get into the States, but the deals that they're cutting will probably leave them with no money, so eventually they might end up not doing it. And I think I read something on TechCrunch, an article piece that sort of said that if they do go into the States, it could actually kill the company because of the amount of money that they'll need to pay to meet the RIAA and stuff. But anyway, so... I always have a vague idea of what this stuff is, because, you know, talking to you American people all the time. and so I understand that they released a Mac application.
Yeah, so...
Is it through the App Store?
No, it's not through the App Store, because it couldn't make it in the App Store. And the reason why will become obvious in a second. We'll actually discuss it, too. But I want to point out that RDO is basically the closest thing to Spotify so far, closest viable thing so far that we've seen over here. It also is, it's like, you know, $5.95 for web only, and then they've, you know, have an iPhone app and like a, Android app, I think, and they had a Adobe Air based app. Any program based on Adobe Air, I'm always going to put app in quotation. that, you know,
glorified web server.
Right, glorified mini web application. Basically you could connect, you know, sign in your account and you could stream all this music, full albums, what have you. Buy them if you like them. But otherwise, you could just stream them to these things for free, and everything was great. Very similar, I guess, to Spotify in the UK. And they don't have, you know, they don't have everything, but, you know, they got a lot of stuff, including, you know, most of your major, you know, new releases and, you know, a fairly decent back catalog of stuff. Just for explanation for people who have no idea what RDO is, RDIO.com, and you can figure it out. In any case, let's move on.
So they released an app, which was it billed as a native application?
Yes.
They were saying this is the native Mac application.
Yes. They, you know, right. Oh my gosh, so exciting. We now have a native Mac application. No Air, you know, so that's great, you know. And so, you know, one of the reasons why there are some of us that don't like running Air apps on our machines is, number one, not only are they not native, but they are flash based, and they tend to be, because of that, unstable, a little bit greedy with the CPU and the memory. They slow your machine down, quite simply. This was a big deal, you know, for all of those who are like me who avoid Air apps. You know, a native Mac app for this service held a lot of promise. As a matter of fact, I had signed up for this service. They offer like a 2-week trial, like a 14-day trial. You sign up, you 14-day trial. If you like it, you gotta be able to listen to more than 30-second clips of the music, you gotta subscribe. I had decided not to subscribe, largely because there wasn't a native Mac app for me to be able to run this outside of a browser. And also because their website requires Flash in order to work. And especially after I got my 11-inch MacBook Air, it's only 64 gigs. I'm not only very, very picky about what I put on it from a space concern, but I'm also very picky what I put on it from a resource concern, because this thing is blisteringly fast and I don't want to slow it down in any way. Like, you know, I didn't buy a Ferrari to drive it on a 25 mile per hour side road. You know?
Yeah, no, makes sense.
I bought a Ferrari because I want to drive it on the freaking Autobahn. I don't want speed limits. I want to take it as fast as it can go. Anything that's going to slow it down, I avoid. So I haven't put Flash on the machine. Apple doesn't ship their machines with Flash any longer for that very reason. These are Ferraris. And they don't want to, you know, they don't want to ship a Ferrari and then stick a, you know, then disable its turbo charger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it held a lot of promise.
It would appear then, from what you've been saying, that even though it's a native application, they're still requiring you to use Flash.
Yes. Yes.
I don't understand it. What's the difference? Why did they get rid of the Air?
I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, honestly. And the fact that they're running around billing it as a native app is just absurd to me. Because, see, to me, native means this. Native means I can take a Mac out of the box, start it up, let it go through its little song and dance, fill in all the proper information, and once I get to the desktop, I can download your app and install it and expect it to not only run, but to also work. That is native.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously.
That
makes sense.
With no additional software needed.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Ardeo, if they had released this product 6 months ago or a year ago, let's just say a year ago, just to be on the safe side, it would be a native application. Why? Well, because every Mac shipped with Flash installed. So there was some, you know, built into the shipping system natively, or installed, I should say, natively, was the tools needed to allow their app to run natively and to work natively. But the moment Apple decided to no longer ship Flash on their machine, guess what? That's not Apple's problem. That's now your problem. And your app can no longer be considered, in my worldview, native. Because your app can't run natively. It can't run out of the box without having to install Flash. So don't run around calling it native.
I don't understand.
Well,
I don't understand. I don't know. I don't really get it.
Yeah, and that's the reason, by the way, that's the reason why they couldn't put this in the Mac App Store. It would have been rejected.
Right, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Right, because, you know, part of the requirements of the App Store, this is true of iOS as well, is that, you know, it has to be able to be a native Mac application. It has to be able to run without additional software needed to be installed. And you better believe that anything that requires Flash, you won't see in the Mac App Store. And as a matter of fact, you know, the Mac App Store requires Cocoa applications, period. So there's a lot of great apps out there. There's things that I stand behind and use. I'll give you an example. Crash Plan. Talked about it on the backup show. Crash Plan is not a native Cocoa application, and therefore they you know, and in order to work on multiple platforms, they have to use Java, right? And yep. because they use Java, they can't get CrashPlan into the Mac App Store. As much as they would love to be there, they don't know if they'll ever be able to be there because it would require them rewriting from the ground up a specific Mac client.
And that's no easy task.
That's no easy task when you also want to be able to support Windows and Linux as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably why they're doing it this way.
Right.
But
I mean, I see the reason. I mean, the reason is, you know, is understandable. That doesn't mean I have to agree with it, nor does it mean they have the right to be able to bill it incorrectly, you know?
I just don't understand why you'd quit Air for Flash. I can't get my head around that. I mean, Adobe promote Air as their application building platform.
Yeah.
So they've gone to another Adobe product.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense to me either. It's just... And it's so disappointing, right? Because I wanted this to work. And what's even more disappointing is, like, before I even discovered this fact, I'm like, oh, they've got a native Mac app now? Forget it. I'm going to subscribe, you know, because I want to, you know, because my thought was, I'm going to finally subscribe, having resisted for a long time after listening to all my friends and all the other cool kids talk about how great RDO was. Oh, it's the best thing since sliced bread, you know, and who needs Spotify when you got this and da, da, da. I resisted all of that. But as soon as they said native Mac app, oh, I was sold. I went and I subscribed. I, you know, put in my credit card and clicked the go button and downloaded the Mac app and fired it up. And what was frustrating was it took me a while to figure out why it wasn't working. Like, you don't get the message that you need Flash to be installed and enabled.
That's ridiculous.
I would hit the sign-in button and nothing would happen. I'd hit the backwards and forward buttons. I tried everything. I said, oh, okay, well, maybe something went wrong with the preferences. So I deleted it and I reinstalled everything. And it took me a few minutes. And then finally I hit the refresh button. And then I got the box saying that you need Flash to be installed for it to work.
So, talking about this then, right?
Yeah.
This, to me, brings up a bit of a question.
All right.
Bloatware.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned Chrome.
Yeah.
And how Chrome comes with Flash sort of pre-baked into it. You don't need to...
Right.
Download Flash separately.
Yeah.
Well, you know, would you say that's good?
I would say that if you feel that you need to have Flash, or if your application requires it to work, then the best way to go about doing that is figuring out how to run that within your application in a way that does not affect other system resources and other applications on your system. And doesn't require you to, you know, download Flash separately, you know, but run it within its own little protected little world inside of your app. Then I would say, okay, that's acceptable. And this one reason why, you know, after resisting for some time, I went ahead and installed Chrome for those few things. So here's my typical workflow. I go to a website and it's got a video on it, let's just say, as a for instance. It's got a video on it that, quote unquote, requires Flash. I do this in Safari. Step number one is I use the develop menu to change the user agent to iPad and reload the page and see if the video then plays. Eight times out of 10, that works. Because the iPad has become so popular and so ubiquitous that, you know, places like YouTube, obviously, but also Vimeo and, you know, lots of other Flash-based content providers are making allowances for iPad and saying, if it's an iPad, load this HTML5 version of the video instead. And boom, you can play it.
Mm.
Right? Great. Wonderful. Can do that. I've set that menu item up with a key command, which you can do in the universal access pane, I believe it's where it is, where you can set key commands for just about any menu on the system. If people haven't dived deep into that, I highly recommend it. So with a key command, I go, boom, see if it works. If not, with another key command under the same develop menu, I say open page with Google Chrome. And boom, that will play anything that requires Flash because it's got Flash baked in and built in. And I don't mind launching and running Chrome for those few things that I can't get to do anywhere else. And it doesn't take a lot for me to keep it around for those purposes. I wish the world wasn't that way, but unfortunately it is.
So because Chrome bundles Flash, would you say that Chrome is native?
No.
But if we're looking at your definition,
yeah, I
Chrome's
suppose.
Chrome's use is to show you the internet.
Yeah.
And a lot of the internet can't be shown to you if it didn't have Flash.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. And I'm probably being a bit too hard line and hard nosed.
you were very hard with that answer.
Quick too.
Yeah.
So quick, in fact, that I didn't see the you were about to feed me back my own words. and they were delicious. Yeah, so I guess they could call themselves a native application. It doesn't require I can take a Mac out of the box, install Chrome, and it would work. And it would work on anything I threw at it. So yes, it would qualify. It could run around calling itself a native application. And honestly, if that's the route that the RDO guys chose to take, then we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. I would have nothing really to complain about.
So would you prefer to not know? I mean, because if RDO would have done that, I mean, your system would be infected with Flash and you wouldn't even know about it.
It would just work, right? And that's what you want. You want to be able to download an application and fire it up and have it just work without the need for installing anything additional. And I have, and that's the promise, and that's what I expect, especially when you start throwing around that word native. And I don't necessarily have a problem with Flash as long as it's running in that kind of protected environment. As long as I know, okay, if I launch Google Chrome and I load this thing that's got Flash, Flash is running, but I don't have to worry about Flash slowing down my system, about Flash slowing down other applications on my system and hogging up too much of the CPU and things like that. I mean, I do have to worry about that to a certain extent. I've just transferred that worry to Chrome, but I have less of a worry because it's so well protected within Chrome. I mean, the Google team's I got to give them some kudos there. They've done a fantastic job of stuff like that and really, focusing on speed and focusing on available resources and the most efficient use of those. So
if you're gonna put crap in your app, then keep it hidden.
Yes, that's the takeaway. No, I think if your app requires another third-party piece of software to be able to run, don't make the user figure that out.
and then in the same, also don't then make me download it additionally. Find a way to try and put it in there. Like, don't say, you know, because the audio could have just popped up and said, "Oh, you need this." You know, that's not the way to be done, is it?
No.
It's not. You know, if you have to use something else, then go. Then, you know, put it in like Google does.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the Mac App Store will help us stop seeing things like this.
I hope so.
You know, if this isn't your bag.
Yeah, I hope so. But, you know, unfortunately, with the way things are set up, the Mac App Store is also going to keep out a lot of great applications. And I mean, that's the bugaboo, right? You know, you can't. You know, I mean, and this gets into a whole nother topic that we actually should talk about on the next episode, which is, you know, the trade-offs that come when you have that kind of trusted computing environment.
Yeah, I tell you what, let's cut this one.
All right.
Because we've got some points that are coming up.
Yep.
So tune in to the next episode, and you will hear our thoughts on said app stores.
All right.
And closed environments, etc.
Yes. All right. Sounds good. Thanks, and we'll talk later.
Nice one.
Cheers.
Bye.